With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The Dakota Access Pipeline must be shut down and drained of oil by August 5th. That order was handed down by a federal District of Columbia judge today. Judge James Boasberg ruled earlier this year that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers violated the National Environmental Policy Act when it granted an easement to construct the pipeline under Lake Oahe. Boasberg says the Corps failed to produce an environmental impact statement, even though the project required one. In March, Boasberg directed the Corps to complete the statement and then took briefs on what the remedy should be in the meantime. Today, Boasberg ruled that the permit should be vacated until the Corps can complete the environmental study. According to the Corps, that process will take 13 months. The Dakota Access Pipeline drew thousands of protesters to Standing Rock Reservation in 2016, gaining international attention. A spokesperson says Governor Christine Noem is not concerned she contracted the coronavirus. That comes after pictures of her circulated hugging Kimberly Guilfoyle, a Trump fundraising official who tested positive for COVID-19 while in South Dakota. Governor Noem took a COVID test on Friday before coming in contact with President Trump for the fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The test result was negative. Guilfoyle, who is Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, did not attend the fireworks show. According to the CDC, the onset and duration of viral shedding and the period of infectiousness for COVID-19 are not yet known. The incubation period is anywhere from 2 to 14 days. The spokesperson declined to say whether the governor planned to isolate. State Department of Health officials report 42 new COVID-19 cases. The state's total of positive cases is 7,063. More than 85% have recovered from the disease. The largest number of newly identified cases are in Pennington County with 15. The county now has a total of 575 positive cases. 14 other counties report smaller increases. There are currently 945 active COVID-19 cases in the state. 59 people are currently hospitalized. The death toll remains at 97 people. Local residents say a South Dakota Police Department has removed a decal from its squad cars that featured a Confederate battle flag next to an American flag. Gettysburg Police Chief Dave Mogard declined to confirm that the decal had been removed, saying the city council would discuss the issue at a meeting this week. Several locals, including Selwyn Jones, an uncle of George Floyd, say the decal had been removed from the department's squad cars and station doors. Jones called for the change after his nephew, who was black and handcuffed, died May 25th after a white Minneapolis police officer used his knee to pin down Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Harrisburg authorities say firefighters responded to a house fire started by fireworks on Sunday. No one was hurt in the fire that damaged one home. Lincoln County Emergency Management Coordinator Harold Timmerman says the homeowners told fire investigators they had doused discharged fireworks near their home with water earlier that night. But Timmerman says it appears one of the fireworks ignited and went off near the house. Firefighters fought the fire for several hours. County authorities also responded to a barn fire set off by a bottle rocket firework on Saturday night.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.